Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
Good morning, Heather. You're on all the hits, Q100. Hi.
Hey. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm calling because I'm in a big fight with my girlfriend, Ashley.
Okay.
And the reason we're in a fight, I mean, it's like a blowout, you know, big, huge fight like 3 days ago. Girlfriend, Karen, she's getting remarried to her ex-husband.
Okay.
And the reason her marriage broke up in the first place was that she was cheating on her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And we all knew it. She didn't, like, come out and say it, but everybody knew that that's what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're getting remarried, and she just hired this guy she was cheating with to be the web designer for her company.
What?
Okay, she is getting married, and I'm like, I'm not having it. I mean, her ex-husband / to-be husband, again, is a really good friend of mine, and I want to tell him. And Ashley thinks that I'm just full of it, and I shouldn't put my nose in it or anything. But the fact of the matter is that he was my friend first, and now I feel like I'm stuck in the middle of this because I have this information.
So Karen's ex and fiance together has no idea that this the guy she was sleeping around with is actually going to work for her now?
Uh-huh.
So he has no idea.
No clue.
See,
I don't know why I'm confused about the whole scenario, but I'm confused for whatever.
Okay, Karen is the bride.
Right.
And Karen divorced from her husband because she was cheating on him, right? So now she's getting remarried to him, but the guy she cheated with, she's hired to be her web designer for her company.
Oh, and the husband doesn't.
And the husband doesn't know. Now, Ashley is one of the friends and says it's nobody's business, and Heather here is like, no, he needs to know.
Oh, wow.
Did I get that right, Heather?
Yes.
Okay.
So Ashley says mind your own business and stay out of it. You say I need to get in the mix.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the fight you've had with Heather for the past 3 days.
With Ashley.
I mean Ashley.
Right.
This is Heather. Got it.
All right. I'm not exactly sure where to go with this. So the fighting over the last 3 days is basically you guys just butting heads on what to do with the next phase. She just says nothing. Don't say it. Let it go.
She says don't do it. She's like vehemently opposed to me saying anything to him.
So are you, like, you're calling us just so we hop on your side and then you can go back to her with more votes? Is that why you're calling us? Or
no, what? I'm calling you. Well, I want you guys to call her. I want you to call her and get her butt on the radio and tell her that you guys back me up, that everybody in Atlanta backs me up, and that I should go to him and say something.
But you're assuming everybody backs you up.
Yeah.
Yeah, because why wouldn't I tell him? If I have this information and he's my friend, why wouldn't I tell him?
That's a tough call right there. I'm always right on the fence on this decision because I think it just depends on how close you are to the groom. Is he an acquaintance? Or
no, he was my friend before I was friends with Karen.
And see, I take it from the side of Karen. From him, I guess now, because he's the one who got cheated on. But, you know, again, if you're in that position and your friends have knowledge that you need to know,
mm-hmm.
like it's always the case of if you're the friend that wants to do, you know, say what the friend thinks that you should say or what the hard truth. And I'm a hard truth friend. And I want to know if the person that my partner cheated on is actually still in the mix.
Yeah.
So I think you should tell.
How much interaction are they really going to have with each other? A lot?
A lot. I mean, this is for her company. He's web designing for her company.
And you know for sure that that her fiancé doesn't know?
I know for a fact, because if he knew, he would freak out. She is dragging this guy through a big, huge wedding again.
Second
time. I mean, we are talking everything. I mean, they are sparing no expense, and she is pulling this on him again.
Wow, that's she certainly is walking into a hornet's nest. I don't know that I'd say anything though. I don't know.
Wait, have you talked to Karen, the bride?
No, we haven't talked to her because I mean I don't even know what to say to her. But I know what's going on.
Is Ashley closer friends with Karen?
Yeah, because the ex husband/husband. I don't want to use his name. We've been friends since college. And I knew him right before, a little bit before I met these girls. I knew Ashley around the same time, and then, Karen got into the mix.
Okay, so if for some reason you go ahead and tell, and you talk to ex-husband/fiance, then Ashley will probably tell Karen it was you that spilled the beans, right?
Yeah.
So you'll probably sever your relationship with all of them, especially if he goes ahead and marries her anyway.
Yeah.
All right, Demi does not agree so much. Good morning. You're on all the hits, Q100.
Good morning.
Hi.
I think this girl, Heather, is, like, jealous that this girl is actually getting married to her friend again. And if she was so concerned, she should go to the bride. If she has the balls to tell him, then she should go to the bride and say something to the bride. Be like, look, I know what you're up to.
That's a good
and
point.
He's my friend. You know, she's whining. It's terrible. It sounds like she's just jealous that they're getting married again. What does she care that they're not sparing any expense on their second marriage?
Heather, how do you respond?
Because he already went through this before. He already went through this before, and she dragged him through the mud, and now he's going to do it all over again for her?
If he didn't want to do it again...
Are you kidding me?
If he didn't want to do it again, he's a grown man. He wouldn't do it again. Obviously,
he doesn't know the guy
in
the picture still.
Yeah, but you're saying that, what is your problem? Why don't you go to the bride and say something if you have the courage?
What am I supposed to say to her? She's completely
the same thing you would say to the husband.
Him.
You would say the same thing that you would say to the husband. If you have the balls to go and talk to the husband, then why don't you have the courage to go and talk to the bride?
Well, obviously, she's going to find out if I go talk to him, isn't she?
Exactly.
She
so why wouldn't you go to her first?
Like,
you just proved my point.
She's got no right from wrong.
You just proved my point. If you know she's going to find out, why don't you just go to her first? Go to the source first. Why are you going over her head?
Because
if you have the courage to say something to him, you should have the courage to go to her and say, look, I know what you're up to, and he's my friend, and who the hell are you to do this to him? It's bothering me, and if you don't take care of it, I will. See, that's the right thing to do.
Heather, let's do this. Rather than get Ashley on and tell her that you're right and she's wrong, I'd sure like to hear her side of the story first.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Do you think she'd be okay to come on with us?
I don't know. I guess, I mean, she is mad about this. So I'm sure as soon as she finds out that I called you guys, she's going to want to say what she gets to say.
Is this the kind of thing that could totally ruin your guys' relationship?
Yeah.
Well, it's going to anyway.
Yeah, it sounds like it's doomed.
The whole thing is, like, just going to blow up. It is.
All right, Heather, we called Ashley.
Mm-hmm.
Your prediction was right. She's eager to come on.
Okay, good.
And at least tell her side of the story, okay?
All right.
And Heather, you got to let Ashley tell her side first, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah, it's fine.
Let her go uninterrupted. How long have you guys been friends?
3 years. It's the three of us, but we've been friends since college.
Okay. Since college, okay. So, so it's a pretty deep relationship.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's get Ashley on here. And again, I think Melissa's right. I think you just got to let Ashley state her case first.
Equal time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing okay. You obviously know the situation you're in, and Heather called us this morning, and she says there's a situation brewing here between the two of you guys that could ruin your friendship forever, and she wants to try to figure this thing out today.
Right. Yeah, there is. I just think she should mind her own business about the whole situation, and it's not the point that she's being, like, caring towards Kyle. It's the fact that she just is jealous, so jealous about Karen and Kyle that she doesn't even want them together. So therefore, she's going to do everything she can to, you know, keep them apart.
Is she jealous about Kyle, or is she jealous that they have...
She's jealous about Kyle. She's always had a thing for Kyle, and I think she was hoping when Karen and Kyle broke up that they were going to be together, that Heather and Kyle were going to end up together, and it didn't happen. And she's so upset about it, and she just had to be catty, and I just think she should mind her own business.
Now, Ashley, let me ask you a question. Is it true that Karen has hired her ex-lover for, you know, a job?
I mean, supposedly, but I don't understand. Yeah, but I mean, that's, you know, six, one half dozen of the other. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's none of our business. It's their business, what they want to do. And I think that everyone should stay out of it and let them live their lives.
And so you think Heather's
got...
She just
wants to get in the middle of it, and it's nuts.
She doesn't just want to be this great altruistic friend. She wants to, I mean, she wants
doesn't.
To break them up.
She has like a total ulterior motive. If she didn't like Kyle and wasn't, you know, jealous over everything, then, you know, she can't find someone to marry her. So now she's all upset that they're getting married. That's what it boils down to. So full of
it. Wait, hold on, Heather. Heather.
He does not know.
Heather.
He does not know. Are you kidding me? He doesn't know, Heather, but... You have to say that you haven't had a thing for Kyle, and you're not a little bit jealous over the whole situation,
that
and that doesn't have a little
to
bit to do with what you're trying to do
in
here.
The past. You got to go dragging up stuff because that's the only reason you can come up with to not tell him.
No, it is not. I told you from the get-go that no one should say a word to him.
Why are you protecting her? Why do you keep protecting her?
I'm not protecting her, but
yeah,
the fact that
what is the reason? You a secret thing for Karen that we all don't know about?
Oh my God, get over it. No, you should totally stay out of it. It's none of our business. It's their relationship. It's not like he's not going to find out that she's hiring him for her company.
Ashley,
except that he's going to find out after the wedding, after all of this.
That's what you're
so
jealous about,
outrageous.
Is the wedding, everything like that. You're not jealous. You're not trying to protect him at all.
Ashley, let me ask you this, because your accusation here is that Heather's kind of emotionally invested in this dude, Kyle.
She is.
So what has she done over the last couple of years to make you say that? Can you give us like a specific instance, or is this just a feeling you have?
It's just a total, it's not even a feeling. It's just, you know, when you're around her that she has a thing for Kyle. I mean, ever since college, there's no doubting it, you know? I mean, you just know.
We are good friends, okay, Ashley?
You're more than
that.
You want to be more than good friends.
We have been close, and you know that, and nothing has ever happened between us, and you know that, and you're just making this up because we're close. So fine, whatever. You know, it's just you're just so full of it, and I don't know why you're protecting her so hard.
Hey, Ashley, can I ask a question? So let's say Heather did not have feelings for Kyle. Would that change the way you feel?
No, because I still don't think it's our business to get into their relationship. It's their relationship, and they need that. I mean, if he's not smart enough to figure it out, Kyle, then you know what? Then why should... I mean, they need to do their own thing.
I think it's
too
big a
piece of
the puzzle.
To get in the middle of their relationship.
It's too big a piece of a puzzle.
You are not a friend. You are not even a friend. It's, like, sickening to me that we have all been together this long and that you can't step to the plate when something like this happens and open your mouth. That's what pisses me off about the whole thing so much, because you're so impartial, and these are our friends. These are people who we love and care about.
Well, then you should go to Karen and you should tell her how you feel, but you shouldn't go straight to Kyle.
Do you think you could go straight to Karen, Heather?
Yes, I do, but she's like sitting here barking at me not to do it and making me feel all bad about it.
I just told you, you should go to her, but you shouldn't go to Kyle.
She just said to you, go to Karen, don't go to Kyle.
I'm going to go to
not go to Kyle. That's completely
ridiculous. Ashley.
Because that's just causing a huge fight.
I sat down and looked at her, and she said that, and I was like, are you kidding me?
This is starting to get uncomfortable. Keep going.
Hold on a sec. Let me get a couple of Burt Show listeners in.
She can't honestly believe that I'm okay with it.
Hold on one sec, y'all. Good morning to Haley. You're on All the Hits, Q100 High.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Good, thank you.
Good. I just wanted to say that when Heather was talking about how Kyle was her friend first, that is the most important thing. You have to think about him and how he would feel in this situation. I mean, it's like you would want somebody to do the same thing for you. If somebody else was cheating on you and then all of a sudden they show back up in your life again, wouldn't you want to know? And that's the exact same thing you have to keep telling yourself. It's so important to tell him and think about his feelings and how this may be. You may, you know, prevent him from making the biggest mistake of his life all over again.
Yeah, I'm starting to sway on it now. Also, like, I'm thinking if it depends how good of friends you are. But, I mean, if you're truly, truly a good friend, then I think as much as it hurts, if your intention is good, as much as it hurts, I think you got to kind of let him know what he's walking into.
Exactly. If I had your intention thing for him, if I had such a huge thing for him, why would I be risking all of our friendship to tell him something like this?
Maybe then you'll score him.
No.
Well, that's why I keep asking Ashley. Well, that, you know, okay, emotions aside, because I want to find out if this is a story or real. That's why I keep asking Ashley, is it fact that Karen's ex-lover is now her employee and the fact that Karen's fiance does not know about it? Is that fact, regardless of Heather?
Yeah, she hired him to do her web design.
Because I don't think, that should be lost.
Done, are they going to work in close quarters?
I mean, maybe she just wants him. She's already having a huge thing about it and redoing this and that, and he's going to give her 8,000 options and all this BS, and you know that.
I mean,
she already said it. She is keeping him around.
My thought was that we would do like a couples court type thing where we'd have all these virtual listeners call up and they decide what you guys should do. But there's no way that you guys are going to be resolve this by listening to the opinions or just by vote by our listeners. So it seems a little ridiculous.
I would like to hear what eventually happens, what you decide to do.
Yeah. And I think there's more issues going on here. Like, I think Ashley and Heather would have had arguments anyway, because if it is fact that Karen may potentially be tempted to cheat on her husband again and him go through it a second time, and what gets lost is that all that Ashley cares about is the fact that Heather has a crush on Kyle, I think they have more issues going on than just what between Karen and Kyle.
Yeah, well, I just don't think that she's in it for a good cause. I don't think she has good intentions by telling Kyle about
it. It's not about a good cause, Ashley. Where have you been, okay? This is about our friends.
Y'all are incestuous.
You are so liking Kyle. That's what it's about. It's about you being jealous of a wedding.
You were such an awful friend.
For whatever reason, cannot find a guy to marry you.
Oh, no.
Karen and Kyle have nothing to do with the conversation they're having right now.
You are so unbelievable.
What? Yeah.
You guys are best friends, y'all. I mean.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think so.
No, we totally have different opinions on this. It's ridiculous.
Well, I mean, you guys can give your opinions.
I'm going to think that she's doing this for a good reason, to have good intentions.
Well, Ashley, do you think it should be done? Like, forget Heather. Like, I'm a little concerned about Kyle, to be honest with you, not you two. And so do you think it should be done where at least Karen is told, look, you know, don't you think you're about to screw up this again the second time the exact same way?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think she should go to Karen and say, you know, I don't agree with this. This is my good friend, and if you don't do it, then I'll do it. But, I mean, give her the option. Give her the choice. It's her relationship. You know what I mean? Just don't go to Kyle and cause a big fiasco before this huge wedding.
That seems fair to me. You go to Karen first, and if she says, no, stay out of it, then I think then I go to
Karen. I haven't told her this the whole time. Go to Karen. Don't just go to Kyle because he's better friends with you. I mean, Karen told you this. Go to her and say, look, I don't agree with it.
Let me take one more call on this, then we'll move on. There's no way we're going to be able to resolve this. There's just no way. Good morning, Ann. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I just wondered if it had all been reversed and Kyle had been the one who had cheated and his ex was still in the picture, would they still be fighting about telling Karen that
She would tell her in a second. That is a fact of the matter, and you are so right, and thank you for saying
And if
that.
That's the case, then Kyle should be told. I think Kyle should be told anyway, because if somebody was cheating, he deserves to know that before he goes into marriage.
Let me ask y'all, when is this all supposed to happen?
The wedding's like 6 weeks away.
6 weeks away.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think like Jen said, there's no way we're going to be able to resolve this today, but we got to follow up with you guys to find out what you're doing. Heather, did Ashley say or did our listeners say anything today to make you rethink what you're going to do?
No, they confirmed everything I thought in the first place.
So I guess we'll talk to you guys and let you know what happens.
And Ashley, if she handles this the way that she plans on handling it, I mean, can you confidently say that your relationship with her is over?
Definitely, because I think she completely did the wrong thing, and I wouldn't want a friend like that doing anything to me.
Okay. We'll get your numbers and we got to check back in with you. Like,
maybe already over, so whatever.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, well, their friendship is, I think, slowly been, you know, has been degrading for a long time.
It sucks that this had to happen on the radio.
Jeff. All right, Heather, Ashley, I'm going to put you both on hold. We'll get all your contact info, and we should probably talk to you right before the wedding. Well, when, if you're going to,
if it even happens,
if you're going to make this happen, Heather, if you're going to talk, when are you planning on doing that?
I don't know. I mean, it's just going to kind of depend on when I can get them, you know, both together and we can sit down and have a talk.
You're going to do it both together?
I'm not sure. I mean, it's going to be sometime in the next week. That's for sure.
Well, let us know what you do.
Yeah. Or we'll keep calling and calling and calling and calling and calling and calling. All right, you guys, we'll see you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Burt Show.
Jeff made a very common mistake that I think many of us around here have made on our outgoing voicemail messages, because we have a complicated system here. You think it's like, it should be so easy. You hit 5, you leave your outgoing message, you hit 3 or you hit star and it's over, right?
Right.
And obviously when all of us go on vacation, we try to leave a message that says, hey, we're not going to be around until September, blah, 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 blah.
And it's never right the first time.
It's never right the first time.
You got to do it over and over again.
It's never right like the first 15 right. times.
Which is why Bert's just given up. And if you call Bert now, it says, hey, listen, I'm just heading out on vacation, but I will be back on June 7th, 2002.
I hate cutting those things, man. Yeah. I really, really do for this reason.
I was leaving my message, my outgoing message, before I went on vacation, and I was saying, hey, I'm going to be gone until September 12th, and it sounds simple enough, right? But there could be urgent show stuff going on, because obviously Jen and Melissa were here for the first part of the vacation, and Bert was back, so there could be, you know, important show stuff happening, and maybe an interview possibility, or somebody who is like one of my contacts would have to get a hold of somebody else. So what I wanted to do was leave Tracy's information, too. So they could contact Tracy. It seems simple enough, right? Mm-hmm. Like, so ideally, you would call my voicemail and it would say, hey, this is, it's going to be a miracle if I can do it, but hey, actually, it's going to happen now because there's no pressure.
Right.
Hey, it's Jeff. hey, it's Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show at Q100. I can't take your call right now because I'm on vacation, but now, and I'll be out of the office until September 12th. But if you have an urgent show matter, please call Tracy Peluso at 404-497-4837 or email her, tracy@allthehitsq100.com. Otherwise, I'll respond to your phone message or your email when I return on the 12th. Thank you. Have a good day.
Beep.
And
done.
And Tracy over. Just passed out because you gave her number out.
So that's like that's like the direct, that's it, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's it. Done. Easy. Cut. One cut.
And but if I made a mistake, let's say I said, hey, this is Jeff. I'll be out until September 15th. Oh, no, I'm out to the 12th. Okay, start over. Mm-hmm. So you push the button that starts over.
Mm-hmm.
And after you've had to start over a few times, you think you have the sequence of buttons memorized that you right. have to push to do the start over.
Uh-huh.
But if you screw them up and somebody calls you, this is the outgoing message they hear.
Now, this was on your outgoing voicemail message for how long?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. When people called Jeff's voicemail, they got this.
Hey, it's Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show and all the hits Q100. I'm out of the office till Monday, September 12th. And if you have an urgent show matter, you should contact Tracy Peluso, the producer, at 404-571, but probably not at that number because that's her cell phone number and she probably wouldn't appreciate me giving that up. Hi, this is Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show at all the hits Q100, and I am on vacation until Monday, September 12th. If you have an urgent show matter, email Tracy Peluso at Tracey at allthehitsq100.com or call her at 404-SVAF-VAF-VAF-VAF-1 me. Hi, this is Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show at all the hits Q100, and I am not available to take your call because I'm on vacation until Monday, the 12th. If you have an urgent show matter, you can reach Tracy Peluso at Tracey at allthehitsq100.com. Hey, it's Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show at allthehitsq100.com. No. Hi, it's Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show at All the Hits Q100, and I am not available to take your call because I'm on vacation till Monday, September 12th. If you would like to contact producer...
Oh, my God.
Hi, this is Jeff Dollar with the Burt Show, and I am on vacation till Monday, September 12th. If you have an urgent show matter, contact producer Tracy at Tracey at allthehitsq100.com or call her at 404-497. Otherwise, leave me an email, and I'll respond to you when I return to the office next Monday, September 12th. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Hey, that whole thing.
So all of them, all five messages were the outgoing message for the last 2 weeks.
Except the F word and the S word were in there, too.
And so the beeps that you heard were Jeff cursing on
his voice. F me.
Oh, my God.
It shouldn't be that complicated. Like, you go into our voicemail system and that voice tree, the first person greeting, the second person greeting, the...
But the problem is, how many voicemails...
Bold greeting, if you're on the other line greeting.
And how many voicemails do you have, number one? Like, you got to know how to get into your cell phone, how to get into your home phone, how to get into your work. On top of that, like, for whatever reason... There's a lot of pressure in the outgoing message.
Totally.
You know what
I mean?
Like, there is a lot of pressure in the outgoing, you know, the greeting, the what you hear when you call. So, like, normally I'll record it a couple of times.
Yeah.
And so...
If I get through the whole thing and I get the details right, I won't listen again because I'll think,
you'll hear
something
wrong.
It sounds stupid. I got to do it again.
Right.
Like 7 or 8 cuts. Mine, yours is basically a blooper reel.
Right.
People got a blooper voicemail message when they listen to you.
My voicemail message here at the station, and I don't know when I missed a call, my voicemail to remind me of something, and I still have a cold from 6 months ago. Like, I still am congested on my voicemail message because I didn't want to recut it because I'm the same way.
I don't know how it happened, but somehow at one point in the past, years ago, my grandmother was alive. You would call her answering machine, and you would hear a message that my aunt had left for her. And I have no idea how they screwed it up, what the conversation is, but you would call it ring, ring, and then you would click. We're going to church at 3:30. If you want to walk over with us, we're going with Margaret and Harold. So call me downstairs if you want to go at 3:30. We'll pick you up at 3:15. Then we'll go to the cemetery and get flowers.
Yeah, my mom's is always the same way. It's the same every time she tries to cut. It's like, hi, you've called Myra Weiss. Go ahead, leave a message at the beep. I'm not available right now. Thank you. And then you hear. Beep.
The Burt Show.
We always get all kinds of random questions and emails from listeners, and this one I thought would be appropriate to help out. It says, Jen, the Burt Show often does the Idiot's Guide to different things. What about an Idiot's Guide to turning 21? This guy says, I'll be turning 21 in September, and I would love to hear the advice from people on how to do it right. He says, I'm currently in graduate school instead of undergrad, so he thinks he's not surrounded by the right environment to see what others do, what bars they go to. You know, what should he do? You know, what should he do to be prepared to turn 21?
And you guys know what these idiot's guides are, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's basically, you know, just the basic things that you need to know, whatever category there is. I mean, we have all the rest of them posted. We've done to tailgating in the South. We've done,
A first date.
Going on a first date. So it's just the basics, you know, bullet point basics that you need to know. And when you're turning 21, these are the must. No, that's not even a word.
And she's out, 9:30.
Yeah.
She's already exhausted from the walk.
I'm going to start walking. See you later.
These are the things you must know to know.
We were putting together a list of rules for somebody that you know that is turning 21 this weekend. What are the absolutes, okay? I think there are a different set of rules for, like, guys than there are women. Like, And the set of rules for guys is that there are no rules. Like,
I would say one of them is eat dinner. Like, you need to make sure
there's a base.
A base of food before you
start
go
with
out.
That.
How could you not come up with that one? Because Bert's an expert in the bases. He's like, all right, it's a pasta night, people. Let's go get some pasta. And there's plenty of bread, pasta. Skip the salad. Skip the meat.
But that knowledge came at 30, not at 21, man. My base was vodka. And I started drinking tequila, but I had the base of vodka in there, so it was going
to
be okay.
Now, I'm assuming, of course, it is the Idiot's Guide to turning 21, but, you know, drink. Like, I mean, the thing is, we haven't even said that, but, I mean, turning 21,
the thing about turning 21,
you get to drink legally. So.
I got one. Stay away from sugary drinks.
Okay,
that's, like, it doesn't matter if you're 21, 24, 28, the more sugar you drink, the more hungover you're going to be the next day. So stay away from those fruity, freaking girly umbrella drinks because those things are going to hurt. They're hurting.
I think you have to do some of the traditional things that might get forgotten. Like, I think on your 21st birthday, you have to go to a liquor store and insist that they see your ID and buy something. Because the first time I could legally buy a drink, I went, and I don't know if it was a six-pack or a bottle or whatever it was, and I went in there, and I didn't get carded. I'm like, you want to see my ID? He's like, no, you're good.
Remember we did that with intern Emily? It was her 21st birthday.
Or the drinking.
No, it was drinking. She went in to get a drink, and her ID said her birthday was that day. That's why we sent her out. And he's like, what time were you born or something like that? And she's like, I don't know what time I'm born. Look at the day on the thing. And he wouldn't give her any alcohol. All right, so the Idiot's Guide to Turning 21, what are the absolute rules, okay? If your best friend was turning 21, what kind of advice, what kind of rules do you absolutely have to follow on that night? Hey, Karen, you're on the Burt Show. What's up?
Hey, one of my best friends turned 21 August 3rd, and my number one rule for her was don't mix colors.
Don't mix colors.
Like, yes, and she broke that rule and was hugging the toilet all night.
Yes. Well, you almost have to hug the toilet all night on your 21st birthday.
We actually had a rule. I mean, it was a dangerous, dangerous rule that there was a group of five or six of us that still know each other really, really well, but they're still living in San Diego, that on your 21st birthday, the night's not over until the guy that's 21 yaks. And some held out longer than others, that's for sure. But yeah, it was just kind of it's a rite of passage.
Yeah. When the tile on the bathroom floor feels so good against your face because you have the heat. And I know.
Good morning, Brian. You're on all the hits, Q100. Hi.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good, sir. Idiot's Guide to Turning 21.
You got to have a designated driver. Yeah. Someone that just turned 21 cannot end their life that early.
Very good. Be responsible about it.
Transportation. Get a limo. Make sure you got cab money. Whatever you got to do.
You know, statistics are showing now also, I just read this, that the chances are pretty good that the designated driver, in most cases, isn't sober either. Mm. He or she is more sober than the rest in the group, but by no means, unless you're not drinking, are you sober. So there's some stats to look out for also. And I've been guilty of that, too. You know, like, I'm going to be the one that's not going to drink tonight. Well, I'm drinking, just not as much as anybody else. And I'm still probably legally drunk, you know?
Spend a few bucks, too, and call it toxic transportation or whatever and get one of their big limos or their Hummers or their buses or, you know, pay the money for a cab. Because when you think about it, wherever you are in Atlanta, a $50 cab ride is going to get you home. And that's a lot cheaper than having to deal with.
And it's worth the effort to go get the car the next day. Don't let that talk you out of it.
Again, my short-term memory is so bad. What's the name of that company that will provide a ride for
Safe
you?
Ride.
Safe Ride. Where do you find more information out about them?
Online. Just Google it. Safe Ride Plus Atlanta.
And what do they do?
They will come and pick you up, and usually in two spots. I know they do this in Smyrna, where I'm from. I know they do this in Smyrna. They will come and bring two people, and one person will take you home, and the other person will take your car home as well.
Or if you need to,
they'll just take you home, and it's practically free. They just do it out of a good service, but they want tips, which is totally understandable.
I think it's a fantastic service because, unfortunately, it's a stupid argument for people to say, well, the reason I drove drunk was because I didn't want to leave my car.
What a hassle the next morning, right?
Such crap.
Good morning, Tracy. You're on the Burt Show on all the hits Q100. We're putting together the Idiot's Guide to Turning 21.
Good morning.
Good morning.
In addition to all that you have said, because I agree with all of them, especially the designated driver, a glass of water for every drink or every shot that you have. You'll be good to go the next day.
Is that somebody who's 28 or 32?
Right. Exactly.
No, we're talking about 21.
I did a 21 deal quite a while ago, but that is definitely important, and I promise it works.
Now, we could pass on that wisdom to you if you're 21, but that generally is the way a 28-year-old thinks.
Do we add it to the Idiot's Guide?
Yeah. I mean, it's a good suggestion. It's probably not
to do it, but it'll work for you.
What do you think?
I don't think it goes on.
I don't think it goes on.
We're talking about turning 21. I appreciate. I mean, it is a great philosophy, but not for a 21-year-old.
I have one. Don't start too early. Like, don't have it. You know, don't start the party like too early, so that by 7 p.m. you're sound asleep.
Right, you're starting at two in the afternoon, like, and by
that's
7.
That's a good one.
Don't start too early.
Yeah,
I think you should start about 9 or 10.
Yeah, don't start too early. Like, don't let your friends talk you into, hey, you're 21. And I don't really know if I believe in the birthday celebrations that start right at midnight, because that just kills you for the next day.
You're dead.
When your real day of partying is.
Phil Tarana?
If you can schedule to have the next day off of work, do that. Because I made the mistake after my 21st birthday. My brothers took me out.
Right.
Yeah, we didn't get in until about 3 in the morning. And I had to go to work the day after my 21st birthday. Worst shift I've ever had in my entire life.
That's great. That's a good one. That's got to go on there. Good morning, Jeremiah. You're on All the Hits Q100 and The Burt Show.
I totally agree with Phil. But two other things.
If someone buys you a shot, make sure they do a shot with you, because too many people just come up and buy you a shot and just say, do it.
That's true. That is true. So, I mean, if you're going to go down, you take down the whole ship with you.
Exactly. And then have a friend. When I turned 21, my fraternity brothers, I had one fraternity brother. I was like, you're my watchdog. And every so often, he'd be like, yeah, I got him a gin and tonic, and it was just 7-Up and a lime, and that was a big help.
Okay.
That's good. So have a watchdog. I like that. Now, I want to know if there's a bar in Atlanta that's, like, typically really, really strict to get into. Because when I turned 21 in Tallahassee, when I was at Florida State, there was typically this bar that was just 21 and up, and it was hard on IDs. There was no way you were getting in there with a fake ID. It was called Bullwinkle's. So it was, like, on your 21st, yep. You had to go to Bullwinkle's because you had to be really 21 with your real ID to get in there. I wonder if there's a bar like that in Atlanta.
All right, we'll try to find that also. And, like, are there typically better bars around town that are better if you're turning 21 than others?
Moondogs.
Moondogs would be one. Absolutely.
I would think.
So 404-741-1005. Chris, the idiot's guide to turning 21.
I say you got to make sure that you don't try to hook up with anybody on your 21st birthday, because you're going to be way too drunk and just going to embarrass yourself for the most part.
I disagree.
I can't put that on the idiot's guide.
I disagree. I think you got to try.
You're 21.
That is a night where you just make stories. And if you make an ass out of yourself, then so be it.
Yeah, I'm a pro golfer.
You think by not hooking up with someone is going to not make you an idiot that night?
I can't put that one. In fact, I say go ahead and hook up with as many people as you can that night. Good morning, Karen, the idiot's guide to turning 21.
Yeah, if you're, you got to carry a piece of paper with you, and after every drink or shot, you sign your name.
Why?
I did this on my 21st birthday, just so you can see how your signature gets worse and worse and worse.
That is great. Okay, that goes on there. Good suggestion. Classic.
I would have one for the girls turning 21 is not to wear a skirt. Because at some point, you're going to be on your hands and knees that night throwing up, and you don't want to be in a skirt or a mini skirt that's riding up your hips. Or you just don't want to be flashing the world when you fall over or whatever. Just like wear pants or jeans or something where if you fall over or you're throwing up on the ground, you're not in a mini skirt.
Very good. Richard, you are on The Burt Show on All the Hits Q100.
All right, go in tonight expecting it to be the worst night of your life, not the best.
That's a great suggestion right there, man.
Expecting it to be the worst?
Yeah, because like turning 21 is almost like an adult prom, you know? Like you're building up and building up and building up, and in a lot of cases, the night can't meet that expectation.
Right.
So, and this is a good life lesson, too. Go into life with a really low bar, and you'll never be disappointed.
I mean, yeah, you know, you drink so much that you just forget what you're doing. You forget where you're at. You forget your name at some points in the night.
Right.
So, I mean, you're going to wake up the next day and not even remember what you did. So, you know, and you're going to throw up so many times that you really, really will have no idea. And you'll just be in so much pain that you'll wake up and say, what did I do to myself? That was the worst night of my life.
Although, I don't know. I can't remember. Like, I don't remember being hungover too many times at 21, because you could just drink so freaking much and then do it again the next day. And
the hangovers were different. Like, you would wake up with, like, a headache, then you go back to bed and it's gone. Like, remember the hangovers that lasted?
They didn't last long.
That lasted just the morning?
Yeah.
Like, by 2.
By the time you had lunch, you were fine.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
By 2, you were ready to go.
That doesn't last for sure.
And there was a time, like, at 21, man, boot and rally, man. You throw up, you could go back and start drinking again.
Oh.
Boot and rally, baby.
I've never been one of those.
Those days are over.
Remember the days where you could look at puke on your shirt and go, it's dark in here. Nobody will notice that. How about this? What about line up your reinforcements before you leave? So, like, very accessible as soon as you walk in the door of your apartment. There's the aspirin. There's, like, a full glass of water.
Bucket.
Whatever your hangover, old wives' tale.
What about the piece of bread? Did you ever do the piece of bread?
Our handful of crackers. A piece of bread or a piece of toast, airborne, people say, you know, those airborne cold medicine tablets, vitamins, whatever you believe is what cures a hangover, have that sitting in one spot on your counter so when you walk home, you can have your...
That still, to me, sounds like an older person's remedy.
So not on the list.
No, it's not a remedy. I don't think you're...
I think you can give the... but at 21, you would never do it.
You don't care.
You don't think about it. Good morning, George. You're on All the Hits Q100. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Well, I have two. One, for guys, they have to have a body shot that night. I mean, you're not 21 if you haven't gotten body shot. And there are plenty of places in Atlanta where this Coyote Ugly and all of these places that can pay for it. So you won't have any problem finding that.
Keep talking.
Sí, muy bien.
Then the second one is for the hangover, Pedialyte. You have to buy it before because you buy it at the supermarket.
Pedialyte.
That's great for us, but no 21-year-old's going to grocery store to get Pedialyte.
But I think this is important. Like, I think we could put this down for him.
Well,
I don't know. Because at 21, I would have looked at those and I would have laughed at them.
We're creating the idiot's guide for the 21-year-old. We are putting stuff in the idiot's guide that they should know. Whether or not they take the advice is irrelevant.
I don't know. Hey, TK.
Hi.
Hey.
I learned something very valuable right before I went out for my 21st birthday, and that was beer before liquor, and you've never been sicker. Liquor before beer, and you're in the clear.
Have they proven that to be true?
No way.
I felt the after effects of doing it the wrong way once, so I'll tell you from my experience that would be true. But in another place, if you're going out on your 21st birthday and you've got underage friends, we always enjoy going to Taco Mac and starting a passport. So get them all kinds of different beers.
Starting a passport. That's great. Passport of different beers from different places.
If you drink 100, I think it is 100. You different types of beer, you get your name on a plaque and 16 ounces of beer instead of 12 whenever you go there.
Wow.
This is what I'm talking about right here.
Yeah,
this is 21 right here.
On that.
Thank you.
You know, that liquor before beer and all that stuff, I read recently in a magazine about all those old wives' tales about liquor before beer, don't mix colors, all that. There's only one of them that's true. There's only one hangover and alcohol-related legend that's true. Any guesses?
Sugar or water. Keep drinking water to keep yourself hydrated.
Nope.
What?
It is the higher quality vodka.
Huh?
Vodka does give you a less hangover, and the higher quality of the vodka, the less hangover you have.
Oh, yeah?
That's
distilled more?
I think that's with any type. Nope. Like, if you get a better quality wine.
Nope. Just vodka. That's the only one that they prove true. The only place where you can control your hangover is if you're a vodka drinker. Vodka drinkers have less of a hangover, and the higher quality vodka gives you a better hangover.
Well, if you're 21, you can't afford the higher quality
vodka. Right, exactly.
Go to the well, people.
Go to the...
Hey, Kathy, you're on all the hits Q100.
Hey there, guys.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay, my tip is kind of nasty. It's really only for girls, and it's to wear a panty liner that night or some sort of panty protection, because there's always going to be a lineup at the bathroom.
So you want to be prepared to wet yourself?
Yeah, exactly.
Be prepared.
Sometimes you're
just
not going to make it.
Sprinkle a little bit.
Have you peed on yourself?
Yeah.
And I say it with kind of a sense of pride, actually.
Yeah, hasn't everybody?
It's part of the rite of passage.
Hey, thanks for calling. Don't hang out with us.
Do not go to Vision on Saturday night.
Gotta go right now.
Aaron, good morning.
Hey, y'all.
Hello.
My suggestion for people turning 21 is not to take a shot called the cement mixer.
Oh. Okay.
It is one of those two-part shots. One part of it is like a Bailey's, something really creamy, and the other part is like a tequila with lime in it.
Man,
and you put them in there and you swish it in your mouth and it curdles.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's one of those shots that if they don't take it with you, don't take it. It's not a good one.
Yeah, I think that's a rule of life. Don't put anything in your mouth that curdles.
Yeah.
I don't think it has anything to do with the 21st birthday.
At all.
And I'll give you another one, even though here's something
I could save that somehow.
Here's the only thing that you should do on your 21st birthday, and it is appropriate at no other time, and I challenge anyone to find a time when this is acceptable, doing a shot that you set on fire. Like, the only time that I think that's okay is on your 21st birthday.
I don't trust myself even to do that on my 21st birthday. Uh-uh. Good morning, Tanya. Last call. What's up?
Hey, I was wondering where you get the list. My 21st birthday is next Saturday, and I wanted to read through it.
Watch out. Yeah, you can just go to allthehitsq100.com, go to the Burt Show page, and after the show today, we'll have it up there, and you'll see the Idiot's Guide link to the list. And I'll give there's a lot of things on the list. I'll go through it really quickly right now. One, eat dinner. Be sure and eat dinner before you go out to get a good base. Stay away from sugary drinks because you'll be more hungover with them. Go to the liquor store and demand them to check your ID because now you're legal. Don't mix colors in your drinking because you'll be hugging the toilet later if you do. Please have a designated driver. Don't start too early because then the evening will end early. Schedule having the next day of work off because you're going to feel bad. If someone buys you a shot, have them take one too, so that not everybody in the bar is giving you a shot. Have a piece. This is funny. I've never done this. Have a piece of paper with you and then sign it after every drink so you see funny. How worse your signature gets as the evening goes along.
You should do that with Keller on Saturday night.
Yeah.
Good idea.
And we'll put the list up on the website.
I think that's awesome.
Oh, I got to remember that. If you see me at Vision, remind me of that. I'll bring a piece of paper or something.
Jen had
what
a
do
good,
you do? Just write your name?
Yeah,
you
just sign
and then,
his name.
And then maybe the time?
Yeah.
Maybe, okay. Yeah. And then Jen had a good one about women. Please don't wear a skirt that night because you don't want to flash your bike because you're going to end up on the floor sometime. Going into the night as if it will be the worst night of your life, not the best. Put a trash bag in your purse if you're a woman or somewhere in the car, maybe for the ride home because you might be filling it up. Now, do I put the beer before liquor thing on the website?
I don't know that it's ever been proven. I mean, it's a... Everybody knows the same, but I'm not sure it's, A, if you're 21, you don't care anyway.
Right, exactly. All right, so we're going to X that out. And this last one, if you will elaborate, because I wasn't quite sure what he meant, to have a watchdog.
Just
having somebody that's like your ally.
What are they watching out for?
Well, just so you don't kill yourself.
All right, I'll just put have a watchdog.
I mean, somebody has to be there, and because sometimes it's like get pretty dangerous. Someone's got to go, okay, enough is enough.
All right,
we got to pour this guy out of here.
So, again, all of those will be on the website, allthehitsq100.com. Go to the Burt Show page, and you'll see it after.
The Burt Show.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you got to do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're going to give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.